What are the top 10 horror movies that you need to watch before Halloween? What are your go-to top 10 movies? Everybody has all kinds of opinions tonight. We have a very special guest, Scott Reynolds. He's the executive producer and writer for TV shows like Dexter, The Following, which your cousin got killed off on the pilot episode, Marvel's The Inhumans, Iron Fist, and my favorite, Jessica Jones. He takes us through his annual 31 days of horror movies for Halloween on our way to the top 10 horror films to watch this Halloween season. Plus, we have some cool news from last night. We went to
Not Scary Farm.
Not Scary Farm. I'm sorry, we went to so many so recently, I'm forgetting them all. Not Scary Farm is probably my favorite so far. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Welcome to the Scare Guy Show. We're so glad to have you. My early onset of Alzheimer's was kicking in there. It's like, which one did we do last night? But last night was really cool.
He's not used to being out during the day.
I know. We're out in daylight hours right now. What is this?
He's usually hibernating till the next time I scare him.
Anyways, tonight we have a very good show. Anyways, my name is Jim Fry, and you can find me all over the internet at James D. Fry. Where can we find you?
Well, I'm Luke Cheeseman, usually known as Cheeseman on the Couch, over there on the couch, which I will be later in the show, but you can still call me Cheeseman.
Yeah, we have a great show tonight, and we have kind of like, Scott Reynolds is a very busy man. He's all over Hollywood at the different studios and stuff, and so he is going to be joining us shortly, him and our very special guest, Jamie Avera. Jamie is one of the big Michael Myers fans here in Hollywood, and he's one of the actors who portrays Michael Myers, not in the films, but he has done it in some commercials, and he does events around town, so it's a really cool show that
we've had
tonight.
Him on the show before, and he's been on Face Off, has done a lot of like monster makeup stuff, so you'll see him at conventions. Mm-hmm. Doing the makeup stuff.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He does all the horror conventions for all the makeup. He's this guy that they always make into these giant monsters. So that's
and he was almost one of the heads in the Godzilla movie.
You know, that's the most recent Godzilla movie where the King Ghidorah, or Ghidorah, however you pronounce it, each of the faces had a different face model for it, and that's what Luke was saying. And because of that, they have different face models that we're doing. He was almost one of them. By the way, we have one more person that I would like to introduce, one of the most important members of our team, Ryan in the booth.
In the booth, really excited for this top 10 horror film, considering it's Halloween season. There's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff! Jeff's in the booth. Yeah. Jeff's in the booth as well.
We're here during the day. Can you believe it?
I know. We can't believe you're here during the day. By the way, I think our guests are arriving currently, so we're going to have them come in a few minutes. All right. But we'll get right into the show.
So, Ryan, if we can go ahead, we're going to show you guys a real quick clip from last night. We were up there at where, Cheeseman?
Not Scary Farm.
Here we go.
Gary Farms coming in right now.
Scary Farms.
In Origins, Farm. The Curse of Calico. What'd you think?
It was really cool. You know what one of the best parts about this, though? The pre-show. Waiting to go in, there's this guy, this barker, this comedian, out there for like an hour just doing nothing but...
Phineas. Yes! He's good, too.
Who's Phineas?
Phineas was the gentleman who randomly popped up in the senior measurements for your coffin.
Oh, yeah. But what'd you think about that?
Yeah, the line thing was like something new. I haven't seen a lot of attractions where they have entertainers throughout the line, which you don't get because you have to wait in like hour-long lines, and to have people there really helped cut the time down in your own mind.
And then, as Jim was saying, there's somebody like nonstop talking and like giving a performance. We're in line for about an hour, and they were going the whole time.
And he was trying to get us all to agree to hang Sarah Marshall. And I wasn't completely sure of like the myth of Sarah Marshall. I guess she's a myth here at Not Scary Farm.
Yeah, I think that's a new thing for this year. And I thought the maze had a good theme throughout. Mm-hmm. Some mazes like don't always accomplish the story, but I feel this one really did. You got it. You understood it. I think the mazes are longer this year, which major thumbs up.
Yeah.
There's a moment where it actually looks like it's raining. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah, that was cool. So, really cool. It was falling off of the in front of you.
Yeah.
And they used some really cool like imagery on the
the mirrors.
Yeah, the mirrors. Yeah. That was really good. Like, so if you guys get a chance, this is a good maze. It was only like a 60-minute wait.
Yeah.
It probably didn't take that long. It was great.
But it's a lengthy maze.
We had good company. Company in line. And then Carrie got measured a couple of times by this really tall, very friendly guy. So they really entertain you while you wait. So it was great. It was good.
Yeah, and they had the witch on the string at the end where it's like
yeah. Yes,
floating around. So they like have these effects and things that they do that a lot of like the, you know, like Halloween Horror Nights, I just haven't even seen a lot of the effects that they do here. So they do some cool original things. Use of digital imaging throughout the mazes have been really cool as well. Yeah,
I'm really liking the mazes where you are seeing things above you as well. It's
but
not
you don't
just
expect it.
Yeah,
that's good.
All right, definitely a thumbs up on the Origins Curse of Calico.
Yep.
And Not Scary Farm 2019. Woo!
See you here.
All right, and that was just one of the many mazes that you could do. There was 9 different attractions that you could do that were customly made for this event, along with you could ride the roller coasters and other things, and they had all this food and drinks and shows, which we saw one of the shows, which we'll be talking about here shortly.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in just a second, but like one of the funny things is, Cheeseman, you was on the hunt for a corn dog all night long.
I was. Our friend Brad, who we talk about and you've seen in some of the videos, he got me hooked on horror attractions and going to these things. I call them, and I always want a corn dog now because I'm always thinking about that. And I did find it, but we didn't have enough time to get it because we were trying to hit some of the haunted houses we hadn't seen.
The thing was,
in which we hit 7 of the 9, which was nice.
We hit 7 of the 9, and that and it was our own fault that we didn't hit all of them. We should have just shown up a little bit earlier. Okay, by the way, for those of you who don't know, that was Carrie Lane. She is one of our regular correspondents here on the show. She's also one of our favorite people because she was a host here on the show for a couple of years. And now she got a grown-up person's job. She's at a news organization. She's at a news channel. And we're going to actually go visit her next week up there in Santa Barbara, which is going to be kind of cool. But she's the best host through Not Scary Farm. She used to actually work there. And so it's one of her favorite things to do. If you ever go with Carrie, she's there right
before. She's the best guide.
She's the best guide. She'll take you through. Like, she's there when the rope is dropping, and she'll, like, run this way. And she gets you exactly. And, like, they did, like, 200 or 300 houses within a matter of just, like, 30 minutes, but right when they first got there.
Yeah, they were able to hit them all. But something I will say about Not Scary Farm is they do it differently than a lot of. I mean, each of the places has kind of their own thing, you know, like Halloween Horror Nights, Not Scary Farm, Queen Mary.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, like, I wasn't expecting to look up on a lot of the stuff because they had people on wires and things, and they had a lot of like digital effects and other things, and then even kind of the scare actors would kind of follow you through the room or try to sneak up on you, or they do these like raptor attacks where you're thinking one's gonna scare you and then there's one right here. And there was like multiple times I was leaving the like different ones, and I was literally had like goosebumps as I was walking out because they'd kind of really get you at the end.
I loved it. Yeah, what's cool is because Luke doesn't really yell a lot. Like when he's going into these haunted mazes, he observes and he likes to stand back. And I whenever you're behind Luke, you get way behind because he pulls way back, and they hate it when you do that because he likes to observe everything. This time, a couple of us went behind Luke and he was in front, and I think it was the first time I've ever heard you yelling inside one of these things. Jumping because
I kind of let myself, but yeah, I did. It was kind of freaky spots.
But which one was it? That was called Paranormal Inc. We went through this maze called Paranormal Inc., where you're walking through parts of it, and the ghosts are flying over your head. And there's this one room we're in, it's all dark and everything, and you can't see or anything. But I look up, and there's this ghost spirit, and she's flying on cables over Luke, and she's swinging her hands at him. And like I say, "Whoa, Luke!" And he turns right as she goes behind him, and he doesn't see it.
I think you scared me more than some of the people, because you'd, "Luke!" I'm like, "Oh, what?"
And then I would point up and say, "No, you missed it." And he would turn back, and she'd be behind him. And then finally, when she saw him, that was when you're like, so that was a good one.
Yeah, there was like this hand like dangling over me like a spider.
But it's Not Scary Farm. I don't know why I was having a brain fart there. Like, which one did we go to last night?
Just so many.
Well, there are a lot. And the thing is, like, we're here based in Southern California where we do have a lot of these haunted mazes. But I know across the country they have a whole lot. And just to let you know, at the end of this week, some of our correspondents down in Orlando, Florida, they're going to be attending something called Dark Horizons. It's a brand new pop-up. It's not a pop-up, but I mean, that's how they're describing it. A hotel which has been turned into a horror experience. So we will be hearing from them, and they will also be letting us know how Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando is going this year. So this is the first time in 20-some years that I have not attended the Orlando version of Halloween Horror Nights. So I'm kind of not really happy about that. I think our guests are getting pretty close.
I think they're pretty close. So just what are your like final thoughts on Not Scary Farm just in general before we show our clip that we talk about?
We do have
the hanging.
We have a hanging clip, and it's actually a bittersweet clip for tonight. You'll find out once you watch it. But my general thoughts on Not Scary Farm, sometimes I'm used to like the Disney and the Universal. It's very immersive and it's theme parks and they're big. And so I didn't know what to expect. Even though I'd gone to Knott's Berry Farm before, it was so fantastic. The theming was great, but the thing I like about it, and it seems like it might be changing a little bit, it's one of those places that they're not afraid to scare you and wave at you and jump at you, and they have scare actors everywhere. Comparing it to Universal Studios, which we've gone twice so far, the Halloween Horror Nights, I think the theming of Not Scary is much better. There's themed walkways and fog and pumpkins everywhere. Whereas
yeah, they link everything together. You almost feel like you're always walking through a scare zone. Mm-hmm. And they had a really cool one, the one where you're walking through the pumpkin. And it's like they had that one before. There's several that they kind of repeat because they've done them so well, and then they kind of bring in some new ones, but they're all kind of like originally themed. But they also have different ways of doing technology and different things within it. Like I was saying, the projections, mm-hmm. the people on wires, just different things.
And they did the fog water,
like the Queen Mary that we really liked before. They did that as well. And I think we didn't get a chance to do it. The zombie one, I think you probably get gun lasers zombies, where you get to shoot zombies. So it's definitely a unique and different one. So I definitely encourage people to check that out.
Yeah, and although I don't want to be the guy that's sitting here saying this one's better than this one as far as Universal or Disney or Not Scary or Queen Mary.
He thinks Disney's the scariest for sure.
I love Disney, just but I don't usually go to their events. If I have,
yes, he I'll does. Take my he niece. Likes the Mickey pumpkins.
Oh yeah, I do. Nobody does decorations like Disney, but I do to say this. I'm not trying to make one better than the other, but this one was just stood out as a whole lot better than I thought it was going to be. It was just spectacular. I loved it. I didn't get to do all of the mazes I wanted to do, but something about the mazes at Not Scary, they're almost a little bit more visceral than what I experienced at the other parks. I know that Queen Mary was kind of crazy, but you know, Universal is slick and professional and perfect, and sometimes a little bit too corporate-y to actually scare you, but it's more of this beautiful attraction that you enjoy. And they are that.
Yeah. So we have another clip for you. Mm-hmm. They have a show that they've been doing every year, and we're going to tell you about it, but there's also some sad news. But the good news is we're going to have more guests, and we're going to talk about Halloween movies.
Yes, we're going to have some more guests in the second part of the show. We're going to be talking about the best movies to watch as you head into Halloween. But as Luke said, and real quick, we will have like a special article. We're going to kind of talk about this issue this year. Back in the day, there used to be the show at Universal Studios, when I say back in the day, like a couple of years ago, called Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure Does Halloween, or Bill and Ted Do Halloween. Every year, they skewered pop culture, but it seems like our current culture of not being able to take any jokes doomed that show. Too many people were offended, and it went away first out here in California and then in Florida, and nothing came to replace it except for some silly Jabberwocky show. I'm sorry if you like that, but that's not a Halloween show. And then, anyways, it is finally perhaps RIP for The Hanging. It was The Hanging of The Hanging. And Ryan, are we ready for this one?
Roll the clip.
All set.
All right.
Roll the clip.
Here we go, y'all.
All right.
So we saw possibly one of the last hangings ever, and I don't know how I feel about that.
It was a very good show, and I've only seen it a few times. And Gary, you have a long history with the hanging, but like at the end of the hanging, they hung the hanging. And then they came up with the RIP 75 through 2019. It feels like it's the last hanging we'll ever see.
It's like a more violent SNL.
Yeah. And I just love the stunt aspect of the show. And so it's weird to think it'll be gone. I'm like, what?
I know. Our cool shows at Halloween events that are skewering pop culture are quickly gone. There was Bill and Ted's gone, and then The Hanging was our last hope because it was so funny. It was really good.
Yeah.
And they skewered the right person this time.
Yeah.
Unless we won't give that away.
Well, they generally always kill somebody. Everybody, no matter who you are, can agree, like, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's, you know, comedically like, oh, yeah, that person, or that thing. But wait, what? No, not why?
Aww. I don't think they can hang the audience. It's a little difficult to.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, well. There was a little message about, you know, let's make sure that like towards the end, he gave us a little bit of encouragement, like don't become a people who jokes and humor goes away. Don't be so offended by everything that you hear in humor that you just shut down all the time, you know? And I think that might be a little bit of a message to the audience. Dave Chappelle style. Sorry.
They should have created a fictional character called Social Media, and they should have hung Social Media. That would have been good.
Well, since they're probably watching this in social media, I mean...
Yeah, ironically, I guess.
But what do you think, Carrie? You've seen this show many times.
I've seen this many years, since 2004, and I've always enjoyed it, and they always hang the right person that or idea. Like, sometimes maybe it's not a person. And so it's sad it's gone. So this is the last year to see the hanging.
Make sure you get here.
Yeah. All right, well, Scare Guy representing here, and...
We're hanging with Gary tonight. This is awesome.
The Hang Guys.
The Hang Guys tonight.
All right. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
So we will hear a little bit more about that later in the week. We'll post some information about that. But it's the final hanging. Apparently, PC culture and the outraged mob has finally destroyed the hanging at Not Scary Farm. So if you like that thing, too bad. It's gone.
Down for hanging.
Hey, our special...
And that's where Cheeseman went. He's...
Oh, where's Cheeseman?
I'm not really him. Where'd he go?
He's gone somewhere. Anyways, our special guests have arrived. Scott Reynolds and Jamie Avera. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, guys.
I'll be Scott.
Yeah.
I'll be Jamie.
Yeah.
And just so you guys know, we tried to get Scott on last year, or maybe it was the year before we talked about him, but it just things got busy. And this guy's a busy guy. Uh-huh. And if you could, even though we're not talking about all that stuff today, but can you tell us, give us a rundown of, like, what is it? What's your background?
Like, you mean Chicago kid? That background or what I've done? Like,
you've done some really cool stuff that our viewers would get excited about.
Yeah, so I worked on all 8 seasons of Dexter. So
fantastic.
That was lots of fun. And then from there I went on The Killing.
You killed off his cousin on that show.
Did I?
Well, you're welcome. That was The Following.
I was on The Following.
Oh, I'm...
Okay.
Yeah.
Season 2, I did The Following, so that was
episode
like a dream
one,
come true to work with Kevin Williamson.
Because,
I mean, that guy is a big reason why I became a writer, seeing Scream, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was amazing. And then from there, I jumped on to Jessica Jones Season 1, which has this like little bit of a horror tinge to it. And then I jumped over to Iron Fist Season 1, Inhumans Season 1, back to Jessica Jones Season 3. Which also had a nice serial killer running around on there.
Phenomenal.
Jessica Jones, hey, and by the way, this is Ryan in the booth. Scott, he's a big fan. And Jessica Jones is probably one of the best things that's ever been on Netflix, one of the best things Marvel's ever done. We are so excited. We're sad, that it's running its course, but anyway.
I am very sad it ran its course, but there are powers that be over the top of us that...
Yeah, there's big powers.
And it's maybe a movie. Maybe a movie, you know.
Yeah, you never know what happens, but we're not here to talk about Jessica Jones, although it's... Again, my favorite thing that Marvel's ever produced. But we are here to talk about horror because Scott is one of the biggest fans, most exuberant fans of horror I think I've ever met. And Jamie as well. And Jamie, real quick, you went with this last week. Was it 2 weekends ago or last weekend?
The double feature, the drive-in double feature for Halloween 1 and 2.
It was a week ago Sunday.
Yeah, that was a blast.
As a big fan of Michael Myers, give us your one-minute review of what you thought that was like.
It was a blast. Every time I watch it, I learn something new. I've seen it probably 50 times, Halloween 1 and 2, and there's a scene where somebody references that she saw Myers at the Lost River Drive-In,
mm-hmm.
So that's what they kind of made that, I think it's the Mission Tiki Drive-In to be,
yep.
And it was cool. They had swag, they had, headlines of Myers and the case that they gave out to us, and popcorn, everything was kind of printed with the Lost River Drive-In.
Yeah. The employees wore their shirts.
Yeah, they wore the shirts, so it was really cool. And it was like just chill, like just the right amount of people.
Michael was walking around.
Yeah.
It was cool because I got to meet Dave Burke, and I had never met him before.
Yeah, he was like a huge, he calls it the sister trilogy, which is 1, 2, and H2O.
And I want to do a call out to him because he just debuted a brand new poster at one of the horror conventions this past weekend for the original Judith Myers herself. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So... But Scott and Jamie, let's talk about horror right now, and we are super excited about this. As we head into October, Scott, you usually do this thing called, is it 31 Days of... What
31
is that?
Days of Horror. I try to watch a horror movie every day.
Yeah.
I don't quite make it every day, but then I make up for it in other days. I'll go to the New Beverly for the all-night horror show that they
do
there.
Tell us about that real quick, because that's super cool.
It is the best thing ever. It's at the New Beverly. Phil Blankenship puts it on. Phil Blankenship and Brian, I forgot his last name. Anyway, it starts at 7:30 at night, goes till about 8 in the morning. You don't know what the movies are. He doesn't let you know anything about them. However, he will show like 3 trailers before each movie that sort of guide you to guess what the movie is. Yeah. And then you hear everybody's whispering amongst themselves whatever that movie is. And all of a sudden, bam, it comes up and... It's the best.
For those
it's
of you who fun. Are not in Los Angeles, the New Beverly is kind of an institution here in Los Angeles. That's Quentin Tarantino's
theater.
His theater. It's very much a theater for film lovers.
If you take out your phone, you might get stabbed, especially on that night. Yeah, it's super. It sells out like in 11 seconds as soon as it comes up.
I was seeing the online post. A mutual friend of ours, Jim Kruger, he usually likes to go to that.
I usually go with Kruger.
He was really disappointed. He was out at New York Comic Con this past weekend, and he was unable to get his tickets. Anyways, 31 days.
I got him one.
Did you really?
I did. Ooh, nice. That's the kind of friend Kruger is.
We hope to get him on the show sometime soon as well. But let's talk about...
There's another one, though, that happens at the Arrow Theater.
Yeah.
That's at the end of the month. And that one, they tell you exactly what's going on. And then in between... So that one's like 7 movies overnight.
I was getting those two mixed up because I knew there was the All-Night Horror Marathon. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that one you can get tickets to still if you people are looking to go to it.
Yeah.
And they tells you what movies they are. And in between, they have just bonkers interstitial videos. And they put on little, like... SNL sketches. It's amazing. Grant Moninger does that one. It's great.
All right. We are going to start with what movies so far this month have you watched as part of your... Because we're only... What day are we on today? Six.
The sixth. The seventh.
Seventh.
Seven. Day seven.
If you're watching this live, this is the 7th of October. So... Which movies have we done so far?
What have I done so far? I write them down. I keep track of them even on Letterboxd. I started with Happy Birthday to Me. Which I've never seen. I always try to start the month with something I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Fun slasher movie with the most insane ending. Have you guys seen it?
No. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, that the ending, there's a mask involved.
I don't even think, did it come out?
I don't know.
1981.
Oh, that's
awesome. Jay Lee Thompson directed it, so he did a bunch of like...
Is that the picture, Charles cover Watson the picture movies? With the thing
yeah,
with
yeah,
the mouth?
With, yeah. It's called a kebab. Yeah, I'm not sure what movie you were talking about. But yes.
The kebab in the mouth.
Different. Let's get a graphic of that one.
Back in the 80s, we had to go to the store for those. Yeah.
But super great fun. And if you want like the last, there's like a drunken, it's got all the things you want in a sort of 80s horror movie.
Yeah.
So it's a slasher movie. People are being killed. You're not sure who it is.
Yeah.
There's a twist. And then, of course, there's the crazy drunken mother. And this is an exceptional crazy drunken mother.
Makes every movie a horror movie.
Even worse than the Fade to Black mom?
Yes. Actually, yes. When she drives drunk? Okay. Yes. But it has an ending that you got to see to believe.
All right.
I guarantee you. It's cool. It's a crowd pleaser. Shadow of the Vampire, I saw for the first time. You ever seen that?
Shadow of the Vampire, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's... what's his name?
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe plays Nosferatu.
Yeah, it's the Nosferatu. Yeah, yeah.
Produced by Nicolas Cage.
Produced by Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. But apparently he got completely into character for the whole filming of that film, and he would not come out of his room. He had to stay as Nosferatu throughout the
whole
film.
Which Willem Dafoe did?
Willem, yeah.
That makes sense. And that's actually what happens in the movie.
Yeah.
It's like, what if they actually had Nosferatu?
Maybe I'm mixing those two together. Okay.
But
I love that movie.
I saw Joker, which I swear to God is a horror movie. I won't say anything else about it. But
we're talking about that a little bit tonight on our 10 o'clock The Con Guy Show.
All right.
You thought it was a horror movie?
Are you kidding me?
Is that one of your 31?
It's one of my 31.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you just tell us thumbs up, thumbs down for you?
Way up.
Okay.
I mean, really disturbing. You want to hear the quick mini tiny review of it? So I'm walking outside of the Alamo Drafthouse, which is freaking great.
Oh, the Alamo Drafthouse is now in L.A.
Yes, it is. You need to go. It's great. So we're walking out. Everyone's a little shell-shocked by that ending, by kind of the whole movie.
Yep.
There's these two sort of like frat-looking dudes that get on the elevator with us, and I'm like, hey, I always like to talk to people after movies. I'm a weirdo that way. And I'm like, well, what'd you guys think? And the guy goes, I can't think of one good thing I got out of that movie.
Wow.
You know, this like sort of...
I wonder why.
Super frat. And then he goes, I'll tell you what, though. I'm not going to make fun of anybody ever again. And I went... You got some good out of that movie.
Exactly. They need to show that at school zone.
Yeah. Totally, yeah.
You should read the New Yorker review of that. It's deep and heavy, and I didn't know of any of these
spoiler
things.
Spoiler free?
No, spoiler free. Are you crazy?
Wolfman. So then the other thing that I do.
Which one?
The original.
The original, right?
George Wagner, Kurt Siedmark. I also, in the month of October, you guys have been to a couple of these.
Yep,
I show movies in my backyard. So I show horror double features where I match up an old one that speaks to a new one. So my glasses are falling, or my headphones are falling.
Completely open to the public, too. That's what's cool about it.
You just have to find where I live. Yeah. So, you know, the original Wolfman, super awesome. I love it. The Wolfman is my spirit animal. I'm going to get a tattoo of it on my arm eventually one day.
There you go.
He's super, Lon Chaney is super creepy as Larry Talbot. The way he picks up on women perhaps is not the best way to pick up on women. You know, it's very like Brian De Palma, like body double sort of stuff. He's peeking in on people with his dad's telescope, which means his dad looks at women at night also. Like, there's just a, it's he walks up to the girl and he goes, hey, I'd like to buy those. Yeah, totally. Yeah. He's like, I'd like to buy those earrings off of you. And she's like, what earrings? The ones you have up in your drawer.
Oh,
you
know? My gosh.
Next to the silver bullet.
He's super creepy. He calls her a grandma. Just all the things you shouldn't do to pick up for all you single guys out there.
Yeah. I'm just doing it wrong.
But it's awesome. I love it. That's the best werewolf ever. And then after that, we did American Werewolf in London.
Oh, which, so great.
Which references it.
What a great thing. So you did a double feature there? I saw your wolf double feature marquee that you posted online.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah. I have a marquee. No, next week we're doing...
Night of the Demon.
Yeah, Night of the Demon. You ever seen that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. British, great British horror. Mm-hmm. Jacques Tournier. I don't know how to say it. You guys are French. How do you say it?
Yeah. Did you ever see the show Demons from the 80s?
Oh, yeah. I love Demons.
Super gory, disgusting.
Yeah. Very different.
Yes. Not the same at all.
Both of those freaked me out as a kid. That and the movie Gargoyles.
Gargoyles?
Gargoyles. With Bernie Casey.
Bernie Casey, yeah.
Stan Winston.
So do you have any...
So Curse of the Demon and then Drag Me to Hell, if you want to play along.
Drag Me to Hell,
because they're both about people getting cursed.
Right. I was originally in the ending of that movie, but then they went with an alternate ending. I was a background actor, and they upgraded me to be like with the main actors, and I played somebody that had a lion's boyfriend, so I was kind of supposed to be at the ending at the train scene, scene at the end of the movie, and they ended up cutting it, so I was never in the end of Drag Me to Hell, but I would have been like featured.
Are you in the special features?
Alternative cut?
I didn't look. I probably should, but... Probably not. I don't know.
Good story, bro.
Yeah.
He's also in the final scenes of the original Hangover movie, too. Same type of movie. Somebody got dragged to hell there. So do you have any idea what movies are coming up? Or do you release... Is that a surprise?
Yeah, I don't know. Like every year it's all different. I always try to do something. Like, I always try to do a few new ones that I've never seen before. I always try to do... It seems like Halloween always ends up on the list.
I mean, it's a staple, so...
And plus, I live in the South Pasadena area, which is where it was filmed.
Yep. Oh, you're getting close to your address. Be careful.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, Halloween's a staple. I see it probably two or three times every year. I know that there's a guy who's usually on our show, Derek, has never seen it. And we're going to make him see it this year. He was almost went with us last week to
He's never seen the movie.
I can't imagine that.
Is that crazy? Yeah. So, but we're going to try to zero in on our top 10 movies that should be required viewing for any true fan of horror movies.
Is it right to pull them up? I have a list.
Yes, you can. You can.
Real quick, guys. I actually just wanted to throw one question out from the chat. Everyone's wondering if Scott or Jamie have seen the new season of American Horror Story 1984. And
saw the first
a lot of these films
first episode made I have kind of been up and down on the show altogether, but that first episode of the last season really made me excited and made me want to watch more. But that's all I've seen.
I have not yet. I have it on my recorder. I'm working on a new show, and so my time is crazy.
Very limited. You've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it up to date. I think it's a lot of fun. There's not like really like there's an interesting killer, but it's not. Or there could be more than one. You don't. I'm not going to spoil anything, or can I?
If you don't know, you can't spoil it.
I'm not going to spoil for anybody.
He hasn't seen it yet.
But anyways, like...
Don't spoil it for the guests.
It definitely has kind of that, like, Jason kind of, like, feel to it. But they don't have probably the most, like, iconic of a killer where you're like, oh, where it feels like a Freddy or Jason. But... It's been fun so far, though.
Yeah, I'm not super loving it yet. I was super stoked for it. As you can tell, I love it. For me, when I think about horror movies, I think about the schlocky 80s movies that I cheer for. Run, and, you know, those kind of movies. I love those kind of movies.
But you do love the title sequence.
The title sequence is great.
They always do a good title sequence.
Yeah, but this one, it's like a video of, like, Olivia Newton-John's Let's Get Physical to, like, weird American Horror Story music with... And for some reason, people think the 80s... It's like so long ago. It looks like it, you know, they tried to make this retro look where the video is barely, you can barely see it. That's not 80s for crying out loud. Anyways,
I just got opinions.
But I think that they will get better. So far, it's just been predictable and not scary. Let's see if we can cut people up into pieces.
Yeah, it hasn't been scary. It's not been scary yet.
It's tough to make a slasher movie that's genuinely scary, though, right?
Yeah, because we feel like we've seen it all, you know?
That's my goal. Okay, so if we were going to start it with, let's start at number 10 and work our way up. Number 10, what is our, I don't know, do you have yours like rated 1 to 10 or just 10?
Yeah, I don't. It depends on. Are you watching them all in one night?
Then you before Halloween, we got to see these.
Yeah, before Halloween. No,
just
I don't
maybe
know. Like,
save your like favorite one, favorite like two or three for last, right?
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Jamie, give me one.
I like. There's a movie. Does it have to be scary? Scary?
It's
scary?
Like
can it just be?
Movie. It's a horror movie that for Halloween.
Fade to Black. I talk about it all the time. It's about a guy who's a nerd. Was in Dennis Christopher, who was in Breaking Away, and he basically has enough and gets. He's a horror movie fan, and he starts going.
He's
after
like a movie
people.
Fan.
Yeah,
he likes all.
Yeah,
movies,
all kind of
all
movies.
Old movies. Yeah,
and he goes after the people dressed up as characters from his favorite films and seeks revenge.
That's
nice.
A good one.
It's a fun. Nice. It's a schlocky 80s movie.
And you feel 80s? Bad for him. It's like it's not like a normal slasher movie
yeah.
because you know what's happening. It's like a kid that gets bullied.
Him. Yeah.
All right, that's cool. That's cool.
Mickey Rourke, isn't it?
That's right.
Small part.
Young Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Young,
Mickey
beautiful,
Rourke.
Young,
attractive
are
Mickey
they
Rourke.
Iconic
back before
the things
fell apart?
He dresses up as?
We'll say what? One of them is
culture?
Like... Yeah, like Bela Lugosi's Dracula, a few other
cowboy, like a
cowboy from almost like from Westworld
like
in a
or
way.
Something. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Nice. Scott,
I always like to go for like the old ones, like amongst you got to build up to it. So toward the end, maybe let's say the Seventh Victim. You ever seen that?
Never heard of that.
It is terrifying. It is Val Lewton, part of that Val Lewton run of black and white movies that he did. And it'll feel a little bit like Rosemary's Baby. It would work well with Rosemary's Baby. If I were to go 2 and 3, I'd say this and Rosemary's Baby. In that it's a girl who gets caught up in a devil cult. And it has an ending that will kick your ass. It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And it's what's great about it is that when you're doing double features during October, it's like 70 minutes long. You know, it's meant to be on the back end of a bill. But it's genuinely really great and
which
creepy.
Decade?
1943.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Val Lewton did a whole series. He did The Cat People. And
yeah.
It's the same guy, you know.
Did you ever see Beyond the Door, the Italian version of the ripoff of
oh, yeah.
The Exorcist?
Yep.
It feels a little bit like Rosemary's Baby. And
but, yeah, that's super schlocky. This
so
is,
schlocky.
This is not.
I love it so much. The only place you can watch it is like terrible YouTube links right now.
Yeah.
That's saw not that part of the list. It's not part of the list.
But saw that in New Beverly once, yeah.
Okay, Cheeseman.
Well, obviously, I'm going to start with E.T. It's not necessarily it's not a horror movie, but it's something I love to watch during Halloween. I will say that because it takes place, and I kind of have started like watching with different food that's happening, like turning it into a thing. Like there's pizza in the movie, so have it with pizza, Reese's Pieces, and then there's the beer scene. So why not have a beer with E.T.?
That's right.
There you go.
Just can't.
I'm gonna throw one out there, and I'm wearing the shirt. I love the movie Amityville Horror from 1970.
The original.
I think it was earlier than 80. Yeah, that was before Halloween, wasn't it? Yeah. Nine. No, it was 1979.
Yeah, it was around that time.
Yeah, I read the book. It's the original. The I think there's like 13 to 14 films in the franchise.
Yeah.
Get rid of all of them. Just the original Amityville Horror. The story of the real haunted house in Amityville.
James Brolin.
It was great. James Brolin, Margot Kidder. You know, it was great. And you know what made it creepy for me? Just the music. Like if they were to remove the music, the movie would probably be really boring. But the music by how do you say the guy's name? Lalo Schifrin.
That sounds good.
Anyways, it's great.
All right, the thing that gets me about that movie that adds like a little extra terror to it is that when I was a little kid, I looked in my parents' drawers once and I found The Joy of Sex. Remember that book? It's like all drawings. And they're all super furry. And it looks like James Brolin with, who would you just say, Margot Kidder.
Margot Kidder.
So it's just like really disturbing. You really want to, you should look it up, I'm telling you.
I remember the first time I saw the movie, I was a little kid watching it on HBO with my aunt and my cousin. And they said, during the making love scene, they made me leave the room because it was so filthy. That was the cleanest making love scene ever.
Yeah.
Anyways.
People forget it's like a PG movie, I think.
Yeah. R. It's rated
is
it R.
Kiss on the forehead. Okay. It's just so dirty.
All right. Let's go back around the table,
you
Jamie.
You don't know where their forehead's been.
I would say Black Christmas.
Yep.
What? For Christmas?
No.
I mean, for Halloween?
For Halloween. Yeah. I mean, I watch
it at Christmas.
At Halloween, I'm like all into the you know scares and everything. But after that, man, I'm Elf. You know, I'm Buddy the Elf. So I don't watch really hard movies. I do have a transition period in Thanksgiving time where I'll watch like
the
one thing.
Month off horror.
No, it's just like I go hardcore for me. Black Christmas. Right. You know, it's freaky also because to me the setting is happening around a time that you know it's and so that is a little off putting.
Okay.
So are we each saying 10, or are we putting 10 together?
We're going to go fast.
Okay.
The list that
we're listing them right now, and then we'll kind of debate the order, right?
Yeah. All right. I would say if you're looking for something that you've never seen before that really is genuinely terrifying, The Kill List You ever seen The Kill List by Ben Wheatley? It's another cult movie. It seems like cults scare me pretty good.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a pair of Irish hitmen who are doing a job, and then one of them slowly but surely starts to realize that perhaps he is some sort of dark savior. Dark satanic cult pagan savior. And it gets and where it goes is equally terrifying, and it's pure horror. It's pure nightmare fuel by the time you get to the end. The Kill List. All right. It's really good.
Not for the list, but what did you think about Brightburn?
It was solid. You know, I have a hard... I like Superman to be Superman, so watching it, I'm like, oh, it's just dark Superman. But it was a horror movie. Like, it was genuinely... Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
Did you like The Boys, the series?
I did, very much so.
Okay.
I was jealous when I was... I was like, oh, I wish I'd gotten on that show. I was on Jones, and they were staffing up on that one.
Yeah.
That'd been fun. Did you guys like it?
I really liked it. I thought the last episode was a little bit dry for me.
It's hard to stick a landing, man. Yeah, let me tell you.
They built. I liked almost the whole thing. All right, yeah. Go.
Return to Oz. I'm totally
kidding. No, come on.
By the way, it is terrifying.
That's terrifying as a kid. It is.
Why do they have wheels for hands?
Yeah. Exactly. Wait,
is that the one in the 80s?
I was horrified. Yeah. But anyways, I'll go we can't very old school. Psycho.
Psycho, yeah. Psycho.
I love the original, just black and white Hitchcock Psycho. Yeah. Like, it's just a cinematic masterpiece and was groundbreaking to kind of go from that, you know, to Halloween, to Scream, how they all kind of like throw.
And black
like,
Christmas
that
was first.
Kinda, yeah. And Black Christmas, you know, like they all just kind of inspired just lots of horror.
Jamie.
Yeah. Oh, la, 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 la.
Scott.
I'm going to go with the... this is sort of hard to track down, but you might be able to find it on... Because you need a little fun in your horror, too.
Yeah.
There's the Paul Lynde Halloween special from 1976.
What?
The Paul Lynde... I'm telling you, you can thank me all later. It's...
Wow.
I doubt anyone on this show knows who Paul Lynde is.
Oh, I do.
The middle of the Hollywood Square.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And all of our parents loved him. And he
was on Bewitched.
Yeah, it is an incredible, if I'm correct, I'm trying to remember, I'm looking at my notes here.
Who's on it?
I think Kiss even on sings it. On it toward the end.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
It is so much fun.
All right, Cheeseman, give us one.
I'm going to jump into kind of a bigger category. So, like, you know, Freddy vs. Jason to me was a lot of fun. Like, I'm still kind of like wanting to see a lot of the Jasons to kind of figure out which is my favorite, but I think Jamie would know a little more what his favorite, but it's kind of cool that they blended in it.
My buddy Jesse got folded in half in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Robert Englund loves that movie, too, just because, you know, like the way it was shot and the high def and just encourages that it just looks really good. But it's not necessarily the best movie. It's just, you know, just it's a lot of fun.
For her
it's
members,
fun.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, do you have one, Jamie? Or?
I would say every once in a while you want to go dark and creepy and Sleepaway Camp. I mean, that's the movie.
Sleepaway Camp was so disturbing. I saw it.
The most surprising ending.
Yeah, the most
possibly could have.
I was grossed out so much for years where I wouldn't even talk about that.
Curling movie. Iron. Just say that's all you say is Curling Iron.
Monster Squad.
Monster Squad.
I feel like I gotta watch Monster
people
Squad.
People in the chat
Halloween.
Have been talking about that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean that is that's awesome. Does it take place on Halloween too? I think it does.
It might.
I don't know if I actually You've may not it? Have seen it. Oh! That would be a good one for me to see.
That would be a great one to see. Yeah. It's got all the classic monsters. It's Fred Decker. It's
Nards. Wolfman Nards.
Wolfman's got Nards.
I do remember. All right, let's kind of do like a speed minute and let's try to get some down and so we can like settle on our top 10. Give me three.
Another like small weird one that will put you in the Halloween spirit is the WNUF Halloween Special. Which I think you could actually find on Amazon Prime and I think on Shudder.
It's a Chicago channel?
No. It's actually this like sort of short movie that's put together that makes it feel like you're watching TV on Halloween night way back in the day.
That's so great.
It's super great. Another one that I love is 1934's The Black Cat.
Yep.
Which is Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff. Yeah. They're both Satan, or one of them's a Satanist, and it ends with... it ends with someone being skinned alive.
In 1934? Wow.
It is a dark, disturbing, awesome movie. And then also, it's great. It's like 65 minutes.
Oh, I have an OG one to throw at you.
Yeah.
Eyes Without a Face.
Yes, it's a beautiful one.
Oh, my God. Terrifying. Really hard to watch.
Creature from the Black Lagoon, one of the best of all time.
Yes. I have a creature crawling out of my... toilet. Window of my house. It's pretty great. another great one you could find, Terror in the Isles. If you just want to like,
I love that. Yeah. Right? I saw that in the theaters.
Yep.
It's on the Halloween 2 Blu-ray.
That's right. I was going to say. If you
is
have
it?
The, yep. It's an extra feature on the Halloween 2 Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it is. It's like the greatest best of Halloween. And then what's great about that one is like you'll suddenly have a whole new list of movies you want to watch.
Yeah.
And this is the year 40th anniversary of Phantasm, the original, which I think is a great film.
It is a great film.
Beetlejuice.
No. I'm kidding. I'm not. I'm just kidding.
Such judgment.
There are no wrong answers here. No wrong answers except for maybe E.T. I'm kidding.
Not a wrong.
any more we're going to throw on the list before we whittle this down to our 10?
I love the new It. Like the.
Oh, yeah.
I like part two, but the first one I really like. It felt like a Stand By Me kind of horror movie. It was really well done and just.
That's why you should watch Monster Squad.
Exactly. Because I'm sure that was a big inspiration. The original Nightmare on Elm Street is always fun to watch during Halloween.
I'm doing that with my daughter this year. We're gonna watch all of them.
That was my goal.
He's like the best dad.
I started on two, so now I gotta go.
Yeah, we just watched part two again.
Then go back through or skip two or something.
My very first horror movie I ever saw when I was a little kid. I was raised in a religious household. My parents thought this was a religious movie, so they let me watch at age six The Omen.
It's a religious movie.
It's kind of up
just
there.
Not the kind that they want.
The Shining is one I want to watch again.
The Shining is,
and that just came
especially
out.
Especially to get ready for Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
For that, yeah.
And I also love, besides the Amityville Horror, my other favorite haunted house movie is Poltergeist. And it was filmed up near E.T., so this time of year kind of makes me very happy. All right, if we had
don't you like a vampire movie?
Oh, The Lost Boys, one of my top five movies of any genre of all time. And I'm excited that the CW got rid of what they were doing and they want to go back and make it gritty and kind. I don't trust anything hard.
I want AMC to do it. Or
did you read it?
No,
was it good?
Netflix
I
liked or it. Streaming
oh, you did?
Would do
I
better.
Did. I just.
What was it?
What?
What was Netflix doing?
No, it was the CW is going to do a version of it. It was pretty fun.
Michael needs to be played by Billy in Stranger Things season 3. He
maybe.
Would be perfect for
well,
that.
Scott actually read it. He said it was a pretty good script. I just heard that we'll have to talk later. We're kind of running out
of
time here. We are up on a hard out, guys. So we have a list. I'm going to put the list on our website so we will see our top 10 list. But Scott,
what were your top couple because you didn't get to do that.
If you had to do your top 3 movies.
Oh, my top 3? Suspiria, Halloween. Rosemary's Baby. I don't know.
Yes, I was going to say Rosemary's. That was one of mine as well. Suspiria, the original, though,
right? The original.
Yeah.
Though I like the remake.
Yeah. Jamie, do you?
Halloween, I would say Friday the 13th, part 4.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm diehard. And Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original, if you want to go.
Yeah, right here. Only the original, yeah.
Terrifying.
Cheeseman, top 3?
Scream, Halloween, and, of course, E.T. You know, I mean, gotta love it.
Halloween, Spark 1 and 2, I count that as 1.
Yes.
Exorcist, I love, and Lost Boys, that's my 3rd right there. Yeah. So and Paranormal Activity, way back when it was still kind of cool to do found footage stuff. So, anyways, I love this. Guys, thank you so much
for coming in tonight.
This has been great. Real quick, what was your 31 shirts for Halloween thing?
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing a different Halloween shirt, horror movie shirt every day of the month of October.
And you've got a hashtag for it,
awesome.
Don't
I
you?
Do 31 days of horror t-shirts.
All right, Jamie, where can we find you online?
On Instagram at Average Jam and on YouTube.
Yeah, and also you're a guest on the show very, very frequently, so we like having you. And Scott, where can we
thank
find you.
You
online?
Twitter at JScottAmy.
All right, over here.
You can find me on Twitter at CheeseOnCouch and at TheScareGuy.com.
You can find me at TheScareGuy.com. And
now I understand Cheese on Couch.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys for tuning into the show this week. We have another show next week. We will be back then. See you then.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, and Jeff Masters, thanks for tuning in to Book Circle Online. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment. To suggest a book title or their author, you can tweet us at BookCircleOn. This is Book Circle Online. Thanks for tuning in. From producers Maria Menounos. From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit PopcornTalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.